While the 1st of October may not be fiscal New Year's Day for all Americans, for investors it is at least the start of a new quarter. Quarterly reports used to permit us to dream of luxurious retirements, but recent quarters have reminded us of the useful adage that what goes up must come down. Here to give us a sense of what America's quarterly statements have to say this October 1st is Andrew Clark, senior research analyst at Lipper, a firm that analyzes mutual funds. Mr. Clark, what is the news this October 1st?
Well, it's not very cheerful if we're just talking about equity funds. This is certainly the worst third quarter since the third quarter of last year. And one would have to go back to 1987 to find a quarter that was equally as bad. For their bond funds, however, this was actually a very good quarter for bond funds. There were some bond funds that actually had double-digit returns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bonds are those funds buying that are so lucrative?
Mostly longer-term treasuries, such as the 30-year bond and things of that sort.
What is the logic among investors as to what happens when people get bad news for, in this case, two third quarters, two very bad ones? People stop investing, go elsewhere, put the money under the mattress? What happens?
I think it's the middle one. I think the money starts going elsewhere. We've been seeing flows, meaning 401k payments and things of that sort, into bond funds. And a rather interesting phenomenon we saw in July, actually, was that people began to actually take money out of their money market accounts and we think possibly put it into CDs. It's actually going back to the banks. That's the first time that that's happened in just about 30 years.
Well, is there any good news that might be a consequence of that development?
Yes, I think so. I think that people's expectations, you know, meaning what they hope to make or plan to make on their retirement accounts or on the money they're setting aside for their children, is probably becoming a bit more rational or possibly a bit more in line with what we've seen over many, many decades. The 90s were a terrific time, but 20% returns every year. It looks as if we're going to go back to the old 8 to 10% growth.
Is there any indication at all that people, Americans, might invest less in mutual funds because of the experience of the past year, say?
We're not seeing that yet. We and others have looked back to a somewhat similar period of time, which would be the early to mid-1970s. That was the last real bear market that America went through. Though there were outflows, as they're called, meaning people were taking more money out of equity funds than they were putting them in, people's appetite for risk basically became lower and didn't disappear entirely. And we're expecting the same thing to be happening here.
Over the past couple of months, we've heard various people speculating about what might happen next, a double-dip recession, the American economy stagnating for years like the Japanese economy, or the market bottoming out and things coming back to what you just described, old-fashioned growth. Is there any consensus nowadays among the people who do investing at the various mutual funds as to which one seems most likely?
The answer to your question is actually no. This is part of the fight that's going on between the equity markets, you could say, the stock market, and the bond market. The equity markets and the people who invest there are in the camp that at some point the stock market is going to recover, and the folks who are in the bond market really doubt this. And I'm not saying that to a man and a woman that they're in the double-dip camp, but there are a number of people in the bond markets who really expect the economy to slow and possibly go into another recession.
Mr. Clark, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Andrew Clark, who is senior research analyst at Lipper, a funds data and analysis service, he spoke to us from Denver, Colorado. Ah!